This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, this morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 723 and a half, up 4 3/4. July wheat trading at 731 and a half, up 3. May corn now trading at $7, up 2 1/2. July corn trading at 664 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. May soybeans now trading at 1449 and 3/4, up 8 3/4. July beans trading at 1378 and a half, up 6 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, Chicago wheat ended the day for May at 718 and 3/4, up 8 1/4. July wheat ended at 728 and a half, up 7 1/2. September wheat ended at 738, up 7 1/2. May corn yesterday ended at 697 and a half, up 15 3/4. July corn ended at 662, up 15 1/4. September corn ended at 583 and 3/4, up 10 3/4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1441, up 3 1/2. July beans ended at 1372 and a quarter, down 3/4. August beans ended at 1318 and a quarter, down a penny. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 418.60, up 30. July meal, 406.20, up 18. August meal, 383.50, up 9. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 48.42, down 22. July oil, 48.49, down 36. August oil, 48.31, down 33. May oats yesterday ended the day at 416 and a quarter, up 26. July oats ended at 386 and a quarter, up 6. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday afternoon's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. The forecast for heavy rains across Illinois and Iowa supported old crop bids. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 10 to 16 cents higher at $6.84 to $7. Soybean bids closed mixed, ranging $14.21 to $14.36. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 14 to 16 cents higher at 683 to 692. Soybean bids were mixed at 1432 to 1457. In the southern part of the state, Elevators and Mills reported shell corn 13 to 16 cents higher at 673 to 702. Soybean bids closed mixed at 1443 to 1459. Wheat prices were up 9 to 12 cents at 709 to 732. Contract bids to producers for new crop bids in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn was quoted at 522 to 537. New crop soybean contracts were offered at 1166 to 1184. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 520 up to 541. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1173 to 1187. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 525 up to 550. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1174 to 1196. June-July delivery wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted at 697 up to 722. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were down 3/4 a cent at 1487 to 1497. The basis was unchanged at 115 to 125 over July. High-protein soybean meal was offered $3 per ton higher at 430.60 to 445.60. Basis levels were unchanged at 15 to 30 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 15 to 20 cents higher at 702 to 712, with the basis unchanged to up 5 at 40 to 50 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn market 15 to 16 cents higher at 696 and one half to 707 and one half. The basis levels were unchanged to down 1 at 1 cent under the May to 10 cents over the May. Soybeans ended 5 and one half to 7 and one half cents higher at 1456 to 1464, with the basis up 2 to 4 at 15 to 23 cents over the May. New crop wheat was 7 and one half cents stronger at 718 and one half to 723 and one half, with the basis minus 5 to minus 10 under the July option. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 35 to 36 cents higher at 680 to 682. These elevators raised their soybean bids 9 cents with quotations at 1471 to 1472. Soft wheat was up 1 cent at 741 to 742. Milo closed 10 cents higher at 641 to 642. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday: May hogs 91.30 up 40, June hogs 92.82 down 12, July hogs ended at 93.02 up a nickel. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 123.65 up $1.17. August cattle 123.87 up 77. October cattle ended at $127 up 47. May feeder cattle yesterday ended at 140.60 up $1.10. August feeders 149.65 up 92. September feeders ended at 151.25 up $0.5. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with your afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $82 to $89, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.08. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand and offerings, and U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are bringing 40 to 43, the 4 to 5 weights 42 to 46, the 5 to 550 weights 45 to 48, and 550 and up 47 to 50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from $56 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 9,835 head. From the Greenville Livestock Auction for May 1st, they had receipts of 786 head. And starting with the Choice Slaughter steers, they were bringing 123.50 to 127. Choice Slaughter Holstein steers 112 to 117. And Choice Slaughter heifers 123.50 to 127.50. Now on to the slaughter cows. They had premiums bringing $92.50 to $100. Breakers were $90.50. And boners were bringing $80 to $85. And the leans $72 to $76. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 157 to 171. 5 to 6 weights, 147 to 153. And 6 to 7 weights, 126 to 141. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, we're bringing 140, 50 to 146. The 5 to 6 weights, 135 to 143. And the 6 to 7 weights at 115 to 125. Feeder bulls, large ones, 4 to 5 weights, were 145 to 154. The 5 to 6 weights, 129 to 147. And the 6 to 7 weights, 111 to 125. Now from the Schuyler Livestock Sale at Rushville, which was held May 1st, they had receipts of 342 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 125 to 130. And choice slaughter heifers, 125.75 to 128.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were trading at 125 to 131, and on a dressed basis, they were trading at 202 to 207. Heifers on a live basis were 127 to 131, and on a dressed basis, 205 to 207. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading on retail and processing cuts were established with 352 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.50, which was 39 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $200.58, which was $1.09 higher, and select carcasses were $190.64, and that was 81 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle was estimated at 119,000, which compared to 122,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was established at 415,000, which compared to 421,000 last week and 412,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 168 and one half, down a half. For block cheese, 190 and a half, up a half. For barrel cheese, 170, up three. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday, 1869, 4 cents above Wednesday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 693. For June, 681. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 685. And for June, 679. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1445. And for June, 1405. And wheat delivered to Scottville, 715. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, 693. Corn at Scottville, 685. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1445. Wheat at Scottville, 715. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Right now, color radar showing scattered showers all around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, cloudy and cooler with showers, high temperatures in the low 60s. We will have southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain, low temperatures in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy with occasional showers, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance of showers on Sunday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the low 70s. Overnight, WSMI weather watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 4/10 of an inch of rain, 8/10 of an inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1 inch and 6/10 recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, 4/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center overnight. Right now, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy, rainy skies, 48 degrees on this Friday morning. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Pampered Head to Toe in Litchfield with gift certificates available. DNA Tip Healthcare, Kerber Eckenbreckel LLP, results you can expect. And by Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning, your Lennox and GeoComfort dealer in Litchfield. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
U.S. feed grain demand is only expected to see a slight slowdown as a result of the China bird flu outbreak. U.S. Grains Council Manager of Global Trade Kevin Ripke says Chinese consumers have turned away from poultry as indicated by the 20% drop in Yum Brand's first quarter chicken sales. However, the company and the U.S. Grains Council believe that trend will be short-lived since the bird flu is not a pandemic.
Worst case scenario, I see maybe a temporary dip with no significant long-term effects. It'll quietly go away. Chinese officials seem to be doing a lot to try and control the circulation.
Ripke says the silver lining is Chinese consumers are not turning away from all protein sources.
And what we've been seeing is some consumers actually shifting their preferences from poultry over to cheap pork. Now, obviously, in a counterintuitive mentality, that's actually bullish corn demand because obviously pigs consume more corn than does a chicken, and pigs have lower feed conversion ratios.
And so the Grains Council remains long-term bullish about China's feed grain demand. They're also encouraged by the recent Chinese purchases of U.S. corn, wheat, and even sorghum. The floods in the Midwest have some farmers wondering, hoping the saturated soils will help control an insect pest of corn. Todd Gleason has more from the University of Illinois.
The spring rains in the Midwest have kept farmers out of their fields for too long. They would have liked to have been planting corn in places like Illinois and Indiana and Iowa by mid-April. Instead, the fields were rain-soaked. So, ever optimistic, the question started to come about the immediate good too much rain might cause. For instance, would it kill the eggs of the western corn rootworm and possibly mean there would be less of a need to try to control it? Well, probably not, thanks to University of Illinois Extension entomologist Mike Gray.
From a rootworm's perspective, they're probably doing just fine right now because they're still in that egg stage. While they're in that egg stage, even if they're submerged in water, particularly if the water temperatures are cool, as they are this spring, those eggs are probably doing just fine. From a producer's perspective, I'm sure they would be hopeful that those eggs would die, but they're probably doing just fine.
There is a point at which a flooded or saturated soil would cause harm to the western corn rootworm, but it is much later in the season, about the time of the larval hatch. It typically takes place from late May to early June.
I would anticipate larvae hatching from eggs sometime very late in May through early June. And so it's really too early to tell, you know, how these wet conditions are going to affect survivorship. Hopefully, these rains will stop at some point soon so we can get some corn in the ground. And then we'll wait and see a month from now what kind of soil conditions we have out there.
So the rain-soaked fields this spring have delayed planting and won't really affect the eggs of the western corn rootworm. The cooler weather, if it sticks around, could actually have an impact. It might push back the hatch a couple of weeks. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Illinois House Republican leaders want Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan to blast a bipartisan hydraulic fracturing drilling proposal out of the political quicksand in which it is now mired. Illinois House Minority Leader Tom Cross of Oswego and several other GOP lawmakers urge Madigan to bring the measure up for a vote. When the New Energy Corporation ethanol plant in South Bend, Indiana, was idled by its bankruptcy filing last November, people nearby hoped a buyer would restart operations. But the winning $2.5 million bid at the bankruptcy auction came from buyers who plan to sell the plant for scrap. The U.S. needs roughly 13 billion gallon of ethanol each year, but demand for gasoline has been weaker since 2008 as people chose to drive less in the recession. Ethanol production fell in 2012 for the first time in 16 years, according to the Renewable Fuels Association, forcing some ethanol plants to idle and take losses as they wait for the oversupply to ease. The National Research Council released its risk assessments reports on pesticides Wednesday, which raises concerns about the federal government's methods to conduct scientific assessments of ecological risk from pesticides, as required by the Endangered Species Act. The House Ag Committee held a joint oversight hearing in May of 2011 and urged the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to modify their request and ensure the National Research Council conducts a complete, comprehensive evaluation of all aspects of the biological opinions relating to pesticide use across the nation. This year, the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Conservation Stewardship Program will provide nearly $175 million for up to 12.6 million additional acres of enrollment. Farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners interested in the program may submit their applications until May 31st to their local NRC office to be considered for funding. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the CSP is different than other USDA financial assistance programs because it offers payments to producers who maintain a high level of conservation on their land and agree to adopt higher levels of stewardship. He says it's about conservation activities on the entire operation, focusing on multiple resource concerns. Many conservation stewardship program enhancements improve soil quality, helping land during extreme weather, and improve some areas for producers, such as intensive rotational grazing, wildlife-friendly fencing, and intercropping. For more information, visit www.nrcs.usda.gov. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is Lori Cerny of Michigan. We'll continue our conversation with her from last Saturday, and we'll talk about the website she has, good-horsekeeping.com. It has tips to help with horse ownership. The Saturday Farm Show at 6:05 on FM 106 and at 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. As we close on this Friday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7:26¾, up 8. July wheat trading at 7:34, up 5½. March corn trading at 6:99¾, up 2¼. July corn trading at 6:64½, up 2½. May soybeans now trading at 14:50½, up 9½. July beans trading at 13:78¼, up 6. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.